大概两周之前，年轻人问我一个问题：我们为何如此聚集
？We have a meeting on that.
我们那一天有这样一个聚会，年轻人就问我为什么我们如此聚集
？I was very pleased to be able to share with them why do we so gather.
我非常高兴能够与他们一同分享我们为何如此聚集。
But later, I was told that many adults. In our congregation, do not know why do we so gather.
但之后我就被告知，在我们当中很多常人不知道为什么我们如此聚集。
Even we have discussed and shared this before.
虽然我们曾经有交通过。
I realize that we, in recent year, there are brothers and sisters who joined us recently.
但我意识到，在过去这几年，有一些弟兄姐妹是刚刚加入到我们。
Therefore, you may not know why do we so gather.
所以你可能不知道为什么我们如此聚集。
If you have been to other congregations,
如果你去过其他的聚会，
then you will clearly say that this place gather together in a way that is very different from other congregations.
那你就能非常清楚地看见我们的聚会与其他地方的聚会有很多的不同。
But why do we so gather?
但为什么我们要如此聚集呢？
So this morning I would like to share an adult version of the same burn.
所以今天的话我就愿意与大家一同来分享。
And we go a little bit deeper. On the burden.
可能我们会在这个负担上走得更深一点。
Let's go back to the words.
让我们能够回到圣经当中。
This everything has to come back to the words.
每一件事情都要回到圣经。
Because the word is the foundation of our faith.
因为圣经是我们信心的根基。
Nothing is out of our imaginations.
不是由我们自己想象所构想出来的。
Everything has to find its root in the word of the Lord.
每一件事情都要在神的话语当中找到那个根。
Let's read three portions of the scriptures.
所以让我们早上一同来读三处的圣经。
The first portion of scripture tells us who we are.
第一处告诉我们我们是谁。
The second scripture tells us why do we so gather.
第二处告诉我们我们为何如此聚集。
And the third verses tells us what is our testimony.
第三处告诉我们我们的见证是什么。
Let's read the first scripture, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
让我们先来读第一处彼得前书二章九节。
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
彼得前书二章九节。
Very important scriptures.
这是非常重要的一节。
All of us should memorize this word.From the first Peter.
我们每一个人都应该能够来记住彼得前书这一个经节。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possessions, so that you may proclaim the excellency of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们入出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
This is who we are.
这是我们所是的。
Who we are is defined by the word of the Lord.
我们所是的是由神的话语来定义的。
Who we are is not defined by what the others says about us.
我们所是的并不是由别人来评论来定义的。
Second verse, book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42.
使徒行传第二章第四十二节。
Acts, chapter 2, verse 42.
使徒行传第二章第四十二节。
They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayers.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接。波饼祈祷。
This define why do we so gather?
这里定义了我们为何如此聚集。
Apostles' teachings,
使徒的教训。
Fellowship,
交通。
The breaking of bread,
波饼。
And prayers,
还有祈祷。
Why do we gather this way? It's based on the word of the Lord.
我们为何如此聚集，也是基于神的话语。
Number three, Galatians chapter 1 verse 18.
第三, 哥罗西书1章18节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 18.
哥罗西书1章18节。
He is also head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
This is our testimony.
这是我们的见证。
This is why we are here today.
这是我们为什么今天要在这里。
To testify Jesus Christ have the first place in everything.
能够一同来见证耶稣基督是在凡事上居首位的。
This is our sharing this morning.
这是我们早上所要分享的。
Before we go, let's have further word of prayer.
让我们继续之前，我们一同有一点祷告。
Father, we do thank you for giving us this wonderful time before your table.
父，我们感谢您在您的桌前给我们这美妙的时间。
It is your table to make us a victors.
是您的桌让我们成为所事的。
Is your table make us an overcomer?
是您的桌子让我们成为那得胜的。
It is your table to make us a conqueror.
是您的桌子让我们成为那得胜的。
Therefore, we pray this morning, none of us dare to be defeated.
所以早上我们愿没有一个人愿被稍微被打败。
We want to commit this time into your hands.
我们愿意把下面的时间交在您的手中。
We pray that this word become a vision to all of us.
我们祷告愿这话语成为我们每一个人的意向。
Not only is a vision for all of us, that we will live in the reality of this vision.
不仅是我们的意向，也让我们能够活在这意向的实际当中。
I commit myself and my brother into your hands.
我把我和自己的弟兄们都交在您的手中。
So we can be the vessel that used by our Lord this morning.
所以早上我们都能够成为我们主手中的器皿。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
So we want to structure this sharing into three parts.
所以我们愿意把我们的分享分成三个部分。
The first part is who we are.
第一部分就是我们是谁。
Then, only when we know who we are, we can explain why do we so gather.
只有当我们解释了我们是谁的时候，我们才能够解释为什么我们如此聚集。
Then we can go on to share what is our testimony.
然后我们就要继续来分享什么是我们的见证。
We live in the day and age that it's very, very focused on identity.
今天我们所在的这个时代是非常关乎你的身份的。
You open the news, you open to the television, it's all about identities.
当你看向新闻，当你打开电视的时候，都是讲到人的身份。
Even our politics today is called identity politics.
甚至我们今天的政治都是讲到关乎这个人的身份的政治。
So what is our identity?
所以我们的身份是什么呢？
We call ourselves Houston Christian Assembly.
我们称自己为休斯顿基督徒聚会。
So you actually interpret this.
所以你可以，你就是在这里这样解释。
We are Christian assembled together in a place called Houston.
我们是基督徒的聚会是在休斯顿的。
This is very simple.
这是非常简单的。
Why didn't we call us Houston Christian Church?
为什么我们不称我们为休斯顿基督徒教会？
Because we are a tiny part of the church.
因为我们只不过是教会当中很小的一个部分。
There is one church.
只有一个教会。
Church is church universal.
是那宇宙性的教会。
How can we call ourselves a church?
我们如何能够称自己为教会呢？
We are a tiny portion of this great church.
我们不过是那伟大的教会当中的一个小小的部分。
Therefore, we call ourselves assembly.
因此我们称我们自己为聚会。
A group of brothers and sisters, we assemble together.
是一群弟兄姐妹一同在这里聚会。
We assemble together in a place called Houston.
我们是在这个称作休斯顿的地方一同聚会。
To be exact, we should call ourselves West Office Christian Assembly.
如果要更具体的话，我们应该称为我们西南区的聚会。
Because we are Christian assembled together at a street called West Office.
因为我们是在这一条称作 West Office 的街上来一同聚集的。
But there is a problem with that.
但这有一个问题。
What if we move to another street?
那如果我们搬到其他的街上怎么办呢？
Then we have to go to the government to re-register ourselves.
那我们就要到政府那里去重新注册我们。
That is too problematic.
这会带来更多的问题。
Therefore, we call ourselves Houston Christian Assembly.
所以我们称我们自己为休斯顿基督徒聚会。
Brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹。
We're not a great organization at all.
我们不是一个什么伟大的聚会。
We are a group of Christians gather together in a place to worship the Lord Jesus.
我们不过是一群弟兄姐妹在一个地方一同聚集来敬拜我们的神。
So who are we?
所以我们是谁？
How do we define ourselves?
我们如何来定义我们自己？
We will not accept the definition from others.
我们不愿意接受从别人那里来的定义。
We will not define us from the tradition of customs.
我们也不愿从传统当中来定义我们自己。
We can only define ourselves when we understand what the word of the Lord says about us.
唯有当我们知道神的话如何来讲我们的时候，我们才能够来定义我们自己。
You know, one day when Jesus was still on the earth, he asked the disciple, "What do people say that I am?"
有一天，当主人在地上的时候，他就问这些门徒：“人说我是谁？”
And they said, "Oh, John the Baptist."
那是在约翰福音，是约翰在那里说。
是施洗约翰。
施洗约翰。
Some said you, Jeremiah.
有的人说你是耶利米。
Some said other prophets.
有的人说你是其他的先知。
And Simon Peter said,
西门彼得这样说
：“You are the Christ, the Son.” Of living God,
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Then Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven."
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
So knowing the identity of our Lord Jesus is a revelation from the heaven.
所以能够知道耶稣基督是从父那里来的启示。
In the same way, the First Peter chapter 2 verse 9 is a revelation of who we are from the Father.
同样的，彼得前书二章九节那里讲到我们所事的这一节也是从父那里来的启示。
To read this verse, you need a vision, you need a revelation.
若我们要来读这一节的话，我们需要从父那里来的启示。和意象。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellency of him who has called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
This is who we are.
这是我们所是的。
We are a chosen race.
我们是被拣选的族类。
Spiritually speaking, there are only two races.
从属灵的角度来说，只有两个族类。
There is one old race called Adamic race.
有那旧的族类是称为亚当的族类。
Based on the life of Adam.
那是基于亚当的生命。
And there is another race.
还有一个族类。
According to the life of Christ.
是根据基督生命的族类。
We are chosen from many peoples, many tribes, many tongues, and many nations.
我们是这样一群人，被从许多的部落、语言和国家当中被拣选出来。
Now we become a new race.
现在我们成为那个新的族类。
Brother Rajesh, where were you born?
Rajesh 弟兄，你在哪里出生
？India.
印度。
Brother Chip, where were you born? Washington State.
Chip 弟兄是在 Washington State。
I was born in Taipei, Taiwan.
弟兄是在台湾台北出生的。
But how can a person born in India, a person was born in Washington State, and now a person born in Taipei, Taiwan, now gather together once every week?
那为什么这个从印度出生的弟兄，从 Washington State 出生的弟兄，和从台湾出生的弟兄，每一周都要一同来聚集？
We have really nothing in common here.
我们之间没有任何相同的。
I have really nothing in common with Brother Rajesh.
我跟 Rajesh 弟兄之间没有什么相同的点。
And Rajesh has nothing in common with Brother Chip.
Rajesh 弟兄和 Chip 弟兄之间也没有什么共同点。
And Brother Chip has nothing in common between he and myself.
Chip 弟兄跟 Philip 弟兄之间也没有什么相同的点。
But how come that three of us will meet together on the Sunday?
但为什么这三个人在主日的时候要一同相聚集呢？
Because we belong to a new race.
因为我们都是属于这新的族类。
We're not belong to the old race anymore.
我们不再属乎那旧的族类了。
This is a new race, a chosen race.
这是那新的族类，这是那被拣选的族类。
There's one thing common between three of us.
在我们三个人当中，有一点是相同的。
The life of Christ.
就是基督的生命。
This is who we are.
这是我们所是的。
There is a life of Christ within us.
在我们里面有基督的生命。
Cause us to come together.
让我们能够来一同聚集。
Not because we have anything else in common.
不是因为我们有其他任何相同的点。
Because there is a life of Christ.That is within us.
因为在我里面，在我们里面有耶稣基督的生命。
Brothers and sisters, in this race,
弟兄姐妹，在这个族类里
，there is neither Jew nor Greek,
并不分犹太人和希腊人。
It's very easy to read. Oh, there is neither Jew nor Greek.
是非常容易来这样说的，就是并不分犹太人和希腊人。
In reality, it is impossible.
但实际上来说，这是不可能的。
You know, the Jewish people has a very strong identity.
你知道，犹太人他们是有非常强的身份的感觉。
It is their strength, and it is also their weakness.
这是他们的力量，但也是他们的软弱。
It is impossible for a Jew to say there's neither Jew nor Greek.
要叫一个犹太人来说不分犹太人和希腊人是不可能的。
In January, I need to go to Europe.
常常我要去。
In January.
在一月份的时候我要去欧洲。
So we need to be there Monday 8:30.
所以我们要在周一的早上8:30到那。
And the airplane landed in Amsterdam 8:20.
但这个飞机是。8:20才降落。
So it's impossible to get to a meeting 8:30 when your airplane landed 8:20.
所以要当你的飞机8:20才降落的时候，要赶到那个8:30的会议是不可能的。
Therefore, I decided I have to fly on Saturday.
所以我决定我周六就要飞过去。
I check with my colleague.
我就跟我的同事来一同看。
That he said he was going to fly on Sunday anyway.
他就说他一定要在周日去飞。
I said, "Why can't you fly together with me on Saturday?"
我就问他为什么你不能够跟我一起在周六飞过去呢
？He said, "I could not fly on Sabbath."
他说我不能够在安息日飞的。
This Jew is not even religious.
这个犹太人并不是很虔诚的。
But he followed the rule and regulation of Sabbath religiously.
但他非常的严格的在那里遵守安息日的条例。
It's very boring to have a dinner with him.
跟他一起来吃晚饭是非常的无聊的。
You know, he couldn't eat anything.
他不能够吃什么东西。
So he had to always prepare a simple bread and carry with him.
所以他每次都要准备很简单的面包，就是带着。
Jewish chief has a strong racial identity.
犹太人他们有很强的身份的感觉。
That is their strength.
这是他们的力量。
Therefore, the Jewish people can last until today.
所以犹太人能够存留一直到如今。
Brother, sister, do you know there's another race that has a strong racial identity?
弟兄姐妹，你知道有其他任何一个族类，他们有这么强的这种种族的感觉吗
？We Chinese.
我们中国人。
Chinese has a very strong racial identity.
中国人也有很强的种族的感觉。
No, we treasure our traditions.
我们很宝贵我们的传统。
We treasure our ancestries.
我们也尊重我们的祖先。
We treasure our cultures.
我们也宝贵我们的文化。
So we're second to Jews.
所以除了犹太人就是我们了。
Therefore, it's also difficult for us to realize there is neither Jew nor Greek.
所以就我们来能够明白并不分犹太人和希腊人也是很不容易的。
Require a vision from heaven.
这需要一个从天属天的意象。
Require a vision given to Apostle Peter for Peter to realize there is neither Jew nor Greek.
彼得也需要这样一个意象才能让他意识到并不分犹太人和希腊人。
Brothers and sisters, today we need that vision.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们需要这个意象
，to given to us，
能够被赐给我们
，so we can realize there is no Chinese nor Greek，
所以让我们能够意识到，并不分 中国人和希腊人。
It is almost impossible for us.
对我们来说几乎是不可能的。
But with man, which is impossible with God, everything is possible.
但在人不能的，在神凡事都能。
But that is how we are called.
但这是我们是这样被呼召的。
We are called to leave the old race and enter into the new race.
我们被召是要出离那旧的族类，进入这新的族类。
We are a chosen race.
我们是被拣选的族类。
One thing that left with me a deep impression over the years.
在这么多年当中，有一件事情在我心中有深深的印象。
Was a group of Caucasian brothers and sisters that we met in Dumbo.
就是当初我们遇到的那一些在 Dumbo 聚会的弟兄姐妹。
We started assembly in 1982 in their place.
1982年的时候，我们开始这样聚会是在他们的地方。
We borrow their place for our gatherings.
我们借了他们的地方，能够让我们一同来聚会。
The brother and sister at Dumbo were very old.
在 Dumbo 的弟兄姐妹，当时他们年纪已经非常大了。
The youngest is about 70.
最年轻的可能都七十多岁。
So this is between 70 and 90.
所以他们的年纪大概在70到90岁之间。
So it's a group of great grandpas and great grandmothers.
好像就是祖父祖母的年龄的弟兄姐妹在那里聚集。
But we were there. We were there. Borrow their place. They love us so much.
但当时我们借用他们的地方的时候，他们是这样的爱我们。
Because we are on average between 20 and 30s.
因为我们当时不过20-30岁这样的年纪。
And we have tiny little babies.
我们当时都有很小的孩子。
Therefore, they treasure us so much.
所以他们是这样的宝贵我们。
Once in a while, we have a love feast together with them.
那时不时我们也会一同有爱宴。
But over years, one after another, they went to be with the Lord.
但年份过去之后，一个又一个，他们就归去与主同在了。
And there came to a time they could not continue as a congregation.
那直到有一天，他们就没有足够的人数能够继续聚会。
So they want to stop their meetings.
所以他们就想要停止他们的聚会。
But what about us?
那我们怎么办呢？
We are steadily growing in numbers.
我们在持续稳定的来增长聚会的人数。
But that is their place.
但那是他们的地方。
They belonged to a denomination.
他们是属于一个宗派。
Therefore, if they stop meeting, they have to return the property back to their denomination.
所以如果他们要停止聚会的话，他们就要把他们的地方上交给他们的宗派。
But they did not know whether their denomination would decide what to do with the property.
他们不知道他们的宗派要如何决定使用他们的地方。
So what about us?
所以那我们呢？
These older brothers and sisters made a decision.
这些年长的弟兄姐妹，他们就做出了一个决定。
They convinced their denominations.
他们就说服他们的宗派。
They deed the properties to HCA.
他们就把这个聚会捐献给了 HCA.
Without any charge.
没有收一分钱。
Brothers and sisters, this is a chosen race.
弟兄姐妹，这是被拣选的族类。
There's neither Greek nor Jew.
没有不分犹太人和希腊人。
Our brothers and sisters made that decision.
我们弟兄姐妹这样做这个决定。
From the principle of a chosen race.
是基于那被拣选族类的原则。
So we're very grateful for them.
所以我们为此非常的感恩。
But we need to realize that today we are a chosen race.
但我们需要意识到，今天我们是这被拣选的族类。
We should have this vision. There is neither Jew nor Greek.
我们都要有这样的意向，就是并不分犹太人和希腊人。
Secondly, we are a royal priesthood.
第二，我们是有君尊的祭司。
A royal priesthood. This concept is not invented by Peter.
有君尊的祭司这个概念不是由彼得他来发明出来的。
It was in the heart of the Lord from the very beginning.
从起初这个意念就在神的心中。
Even in Exodus,
甚至在出埃及记当中，
God said, "You shall be to me a kingdom of priests."
神就说你们要归我做祭司的国度。
In other words, everyone in the kingdom is a priest.
换句话说，每一个在这国度当中的都是祭司。
When I first came to the United States,
当我最初来到美国的时候
，I determined to join the campus Bible study.
我就决定要加入校园的读经聚会。
On the very first Friday night, I was there with the saints.
那在第一个的周五的晚上，我就在那里与弟兄姐妹一同聚集。
I went into the room.
我就进入到那个房间里面。
It was very, very quiet.
那是非常的安静。
There are people in the rooms.
那里有人在那里。
But there was very quiet.
但那个地方非常的安静。
I didn't know anybody.
我不认识任何人。
So I sat down.
所以我就坐下。
Quietly.
我就在那里安静的坐下。
I did not know what's going on with this group of people.
我不知道什么事情，这群人在干什么。
No one said anything.
没有人说一句话。
They were quiet.
他们也非常的安静。
And after a while, someone called a hymn.
那突然就有人就点了一首诗歌。
And I realized, okay, this must be the leader now.
所以我就在那里想，哦，这个应该是那个带领的。
Finally.
终于。
I knew what's going on here.
我知道现在要发生什么了。
Then we start singing, we finished that hymn.
那我们就开始唱歌，然后我们就唱完了这首诗歌。
Then it went quiet.
然后就又安静了。
I was confused.
我就很困惑。
I thought I found the leaders.
我以为我找到了那个带领的。
But I lost it again.
但是我就又失迷惑了。
And all of a sudden, someone is praying.
那突然有人在那里开始祷告了。
I was a little confused.
我就很困惑。
And later, there's another brother or sister that called out another hymn.
那不久之后，又有另外一位弟兄或姐妹，他又点了一首诗歌。
Then we finished that song. Hey, that hymn.
然后我们就唱完了这首诗歌。
Then it went quiet.
然后就又安静了。
Let's go on for 30 minutes.
这样持续了大概有30分钟。
I was totally confused.
我整个都非常的迷惑。
I did not know what's going on.
我完全不知道在发生的是什么。
I have never attended a meeting like this.
我从来没有参加过这样的聚会。
I could not tell who is leading the meeting.
我没有办法来说出谁是这位带领聚会的。
And finally,Someone said that we should break out for Bible studies.
那终于就有人说，我们现在要分成小组来开始查经。
Then we went into small groups.
然后我们就分成了小组。
About maybe 10 or 12 per group.
那每一组大概就10到12个人。
And we read through the chapter one time.
那我们就一同来读过了这一章。
Then one brother start sharing.
那一个弟兄就开始分享。
But he shared for three minutes, he stopped.
他只分享了三分钟，他就停止了。
I was so confused.
我就又迷惑了。
My understanding of the Bible study is someone to tell you from the first one to the last verse the meaning of that chapter.
我以前所理解的读经聚会就是有一位弟兄把从第一节到最后一节的整个的圣经全都解释给你。
But this brother shared for 3 minutes and went quiet.
但这个弟兄他只分享了三分钟，他就安静下来了。
And there's a little quietness in there.
那里就有这样一段安静的时间。
And I honestly did not know what to do.
我实在不知道该做什么。
Then another brother started sharing.
那又有一位弟兄开始分享。
Again, no more than 5 minutes.
同样也没有超过5分钟。
Then we went quiet.
然后我们就又安静下来。
This went on for another hours.
那这样又大概持续了一个小时。
One after another started sharing.
一个接着一个开始分享。
This is entirely...Very strange to me.
这整个对我来说都非常的奇怪。
On one hand, I felt very uncomfortable.
一方面来说，我觉着非常的不舒服。
On the other hand, there is a voice in my heart that this is good.
但另外一方面，有一个声音在我里面说这是好的。
It is good.
这是好的。
I actually felt good.
我实在觉着这是好的。
Then we finished the Bible study and start praying.
我们结束了。读经就开始祷告。
Almost everyone prayed.
几乎每一个人都祷告了。
I was so shocked by that.
我被这个简直震惊了。
In the place I came from, only one person prayed.
从我来的那个地方，只有一个人在祷告。
How come this place that everyone can pray?
为什么这里的每一个人都会祷告？
I look around, there are They're students just like me.
我看了看周围，他们跟我一样，不过是学生。
They may be a little bit older, 可能他们 maybe a little bit younger, but they were students.
他们可能比我年长一些，或比我年轻一些，但他们不过都是学生。
But how can everyone pray?
但为什么每一个人都可以开口祷告？
Brothers, it was a complete new experience to me.
弟兄姐妹，这对我来说是一个完全的新的体验。
Later I understood.
之后我才明白。
Because the brother sister at the time.Had the vision that we are a royal priesthood.
因为那时弟兄姐妹有这样一个意象，就是我们是有君尊的祭司。
Therefore, we are all priests.
因为我们每一个人都是祭司。
So everyone should be able to pray.
所以每一个人都应该能够来祷告。
Everyone should be able to read the Bible and share something about it.
每一个人都应该能够来读了圣经之后分享一些。
Everyone should be able to call out a sing for worship.
每一个人都应该能够来点一首诗歌，是为着能够来敬拜。
And the brother and sister at the time practiced that.
那时的弟兄姐妹就在这里操练。
Brothers and sisters, if we are a priest,
弟兄姐妹，若我们是祭司
，then we need to know that every priest prepare himself before service.
那我们就应该知道，每一个祭司在侍奉之前都要来准备自己。
In Old Testament time, a priest have to spend a long time.To prepare.
在旧约的时代，祭司要花很长的时间来预备。
Brothers and sisters, today we need to ask ourselves: if we are priests, are we prepared before we come to the meetings?
弟兄姐妹，今天若我们是祭司的话，我们要问：是否在聚会之前，我们有准备自己
？If we come to the meeting without any preparation, we are not a priest.
若我们来聚会之前没有任何准备的话，我们就不是祭司。
Then it's not good to hear this message.
也许听这样的信息就不是很舒服。
Because before the judgment seat of Christ,
因为在审判台前
and Christ will ask you, why didn't you prepare before the meetings?
基督教、耶稣教、基督教问你为什么你没有为着聚会预备。
You cannot say I never heard these words.
你不能够说我从来没有听过这样的经节。
It's bad news for you. Today you hear this word.
也许今天对你来说这就是一个坏信息了。
Today you are told that you are a priest.
因为今天你被告知你是祭司。
This is based on the word of the Lord.
这是基于主的话。
If you are a priest, you have to come with preparations.
若你是祭司的话，你来到这里是要有准备的。
You have no excuse anymore to come to the Bible.Study without a preparation.
你就再没有一个理由来到读经聚会一点都不准备。
You cannot have any excuse come to the table meeting without preparation.
你也不再有理由来到波饼的聚会没有任何的预备。
You cannot have any excuse come to the prayer time without preparation.
你也再没有借口来到祷告聚会却没有任何的准备。
Because we are a royal priesthood.
因为我们是有君尊的祭司。
Number three, we are a holy nation.
第三，我们是圣洁的国。
In this nation, Christ is king.
在这个国度当中，耶稣是王。
We are under His kingship.
我们是在他的统管下面。
Christ rules over us.
耶稣掌管我们。
We are a holy nation, separate from all the nations in the world.
我们是从这个世界上各样的国度当中被分别出来的那圣洁的国度。
Man rule over the nation of the world.
人掌管这地上的国。
But Christ rule over the holy nation.
但耶稣掌管这圣洁的国。
Young people ask me, why do we emphasize prayer so much?
年轻人就问我们为什么如此强调祷告。
Because we are holy nations.
因为我们是这圣洁的国度。
There is one ruler who is Christ Jesus.
只有一位掌权的就是耶稣基督。
How do we make decision in the body of Christ?
我们如何在基督的身体里面来做决定呢？
We pray together before the Lord.
我们一同在主的面前祷告。
We ask the Lord to show us His way.
我们求主能够把他的道路启示给我们。
Brother and sister, we are a holy nation.
弟兄姐妹，我们是圣洁的国度。
And Christ is King.
耶稣是王。
We need to testify to our children that we are a holy nation.
我们需要向我们的孩子们能够来见证我们是那圣洁的国度。
We need to bring everything in the household to the king.
我们要把家里的一切事都带到这位王的面前。
How do we make decisions in our family life?
我们在家庭的生活当中如何来做决定？
Do we fight for everything?
我们是要彼此争吵吗？
Or do we pray for everything?
还是我们凡事都是为着祷，
都在祷告。If we pray for everything, then we are a holy nation. Christ is king.
若我们凡事都来祷告决定的话，那我们就是这圣洁的国度。耶稣基督就是王。
This is who we are.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们所是的。
We are a holy nation.
我们是圣洁的国度。
And Christ is king.
耶稣基督是王。
We are a people for God's own possessions.
我们是属神的子民。
Again, this is not invented by Peter.
同样，这也不是彼得所发明出来的。
Because in Deuteronomy, God Himself says so.
因为在生命记章当中神就这样说
Because the Lord brought you out of Egypt to be a people for his own possession.
因为神是把你们带出来要特作自己的子民。
In other words, we belong to the Lord.
换句话说我们是属于主的。
We are his inheritance in the saints.
我们是他在圣徒中所得的基业。
Therefore we live on this earth not for ourselves,But for our Lord Jesus.
因此我们在地上活着不是为着我们自己而是为着我们的主耶稣。
If we are a possession, his possessions,
若我们是他的基业
then we live on this earth for him.
那我们在地上活着就是为着他。
If we live on this earth for me, then I am not his possessions.
若我在地上活着是为着自己的话我就不是他的基业。
Brother and sister, do you know who you are?
弟兄姐妹，你知道你是谁吗？
Do you know who we are?
你知道我们是谁吗？
We are God's possessions.
我们是神的基业。
So we live for him.
所以我们是为他而活。
So these are our identity.
所以这些是我们的身份。
We are a chosen race.
我们是被拣选的族类。
We are a royal priesthood.
我们是有君尊的祭司。
We are a holy nation.
我们是圣洁的国度。
We are a people for God's possession.
我们是属神的子民。
And the way we gather is based on who we are.
我们为何如此聚集是基于我们所是的。
So how shall we gather?
所以我们要如何聚集呢？
There are many, many ways we can get together.
有很多的办法让我们可以一同聚集。
We are all very smart individuals.
我们每一个人都是很聪明的。
And many of us are very, very intelligent.
有很多的人是非常有智慧的。
We can come up with all sorts of things, all sorts of methods, to make the meeting different.
我们能有不同的想法让我们的聚会有不同的形式。
But how should we gather together?
但我们要如何聚集呢？
It's not based on our wisdom.
这不是基于我们人的智慧。
It's not based on what is the latest trends in the Christian world.
也不是说在基督的世界今天最流行的是什么。
It's not based on our personal preferences.
也不是基于我们个人的喜好。
How shall we gather together is based on the words of the Lord.
我们如何聚集是应该基于神的话。
The Bible says,in the first century, they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teachings and to fellowship, to breaking of bread, and to prayers.
圣经当中记载，在第一世纪的时候，这些使徒们他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。
This was the way how Christians gathered together in the first century.
这是基督徒们在第一世纪如此聚集的方法。
They gather for four purposes.
他们为着四样事情来聚集。
Apostles' teachings.
使徒们的教训。
Fellowship.
交通。
The breaking of bread.
擘饼。
And prayers.
还有祷告。
This is how we gather together today.
这也是我们今天如此聚集的方法。
We have a message time every Sunday for apostles' teachings.
每主日的早上我们都有信息的时间是为着使徒的教训。
We have a breaking of bread on Sunday for the breaking of bread.
在主日我们也有擘饼的时间是为着大家一起来擘饼。
We have a Bible study time on Friday for fellowship.
每周五我们有读经的时间是为着一起交通。
We have a prayer time on Wednesday or Tuesday or other time for prayer.
周二或周三的晚上我们有祷告聚会让大家一起来祷告。
Even our love feast has biblical ground. You can find that in Acts chapter 2 verse 46.
甚至我们在一起的爱宴也都有圣经上的根据在使徒行传二章四十六节。
They were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart.
他们天天在家中擘饼存着欢喜诚实的心。
Therefore, since we are a royal priesthood,
因此我们是这有君尊的祭司。
We should prepare for every time we get together.
每一次我们都应该为着我们的聚会来预备。
You know, young people are very, very good. They ask me a question.
年轻的孩子们，他们就问我一个问题。
They act very intelligently.
他们非常的有智慧的问这个问题。
They said, "What are the shortcomings of our gathering as I see it?"
他就问我，就我来看，我们的聚会有什么缺点？
I think many of us do not prepare.
我就看到我们当中有很多人没有好好预备。
That's my honest confession.
这是我非常诚实的回答。
I think many of us come to the meeting without any preparation.
我想可能我们很多人来到这里没有任何的预备。
How do we prepare for prayer meetings?
我们如何来预备祷告聚会？
Bible says, His thoughts and His ways are higher than our thoughts and our ways.
圣经告诉我们，他的意念和他的道路高过我们的意念和我们的道路。
So how do we prepare for prayer meeting?
所以我们如何来预备祷告聚会？
To seek the Lord on His thoughts and His ways.
是要来寻求神的意念和神的道路。
Did we prepare like that?
我们是否如此来预备呢？
Because God's ways and God's thoughts are often different than my thoughts and my ways.
因为神的意念和神的道路常常与我的意念和道路是不相同的。
So how can I come to the prayer meeting without first seeking His thoughts and His ways?
所以我如何能够来到祷告聚会却没有事先来寻求他的道路和他的意念呢？
How do we prepare for Bible study?
我们如何来预备读经？
To prepare your 5 loaves and 2 fish.
要预备你的五饼二鱼。
God didn't ask for too much of us.
神没有向我们要很多。
God did not ask us to have 200 denarii's worth of bread.
神没有向我们要那20两银子买的饼。
God only asks us to bring 5 loaves and 2 fish.
神只不过要我们带那五饼二鱼。
Even a boy can do it.
甚至那个小男孩都可以。
Our responsibility is to bring that 5 loaves and 2 fish to every single Bible study time.
我们的责任是在每一个读经的聚会都要能够带出那五饼二鱼。
If we do so.
若我们如此做的话，
If every one of us is doing this,
如果我们每一个人都如此做的话，
then every time by the end of the Bible study, you will see an overflow.
那每一次当读经聚会结束的时候，你都能看到那个生命满溢出来。
How do we prepare for the breaking of bread?
我们如何来预备擘饼聚会？
How do we prepare?
我们如何预备呢？
To prepare that new song.
要预备那一首新歌。
Brother and sister, if you read the Revelations, when those overcomers come together, they have a new song.
弟兄姐妹，当你读启示录的时候，当那些得胜者一同聚集的时候，他们要一同唱那一首新歌。
Nobody else know how to sing except those overcomers.
除了那些得胜者，别人没有人知道如何来唱。
Because they have been purchased from the earth.
因为他们是从地上被买赎的。
Throughout the week,
是整个一周。
If we experience the Lord,
如果我们是这样来经历神
，Now God will place that new song in our heart.
神就会把那一首新歌放在我们的心中。
When we gather together on Sunday morning, all of us have that new song to worship.
当周日我们一同来聚集的时候，我们都有那一首新歌来敬拜。
This is how we prepare for the breaking of bread.
这就是我们如何能够来预备这饼
杯聚会。Brothers and sisters, do we have that new song in our heart?
弟兄姐妹，我们心中有这首新歌吗？
Even the angel cannot sing that new song.
甚至天使都不能够来唱这首新歌。
Only the redeemed one can sing the new song.
唯有那被买赎的能够唱这新歌。
How do we prepare for apostles' teaching?
我们如何来预备使徒的教训？
Look like there's nothing that needs to be prepared.
好像没有什么可以预备的。
Jesus actually mentioned this at the end of the Sermon of the Mount.
但事实上，耶稣他在这个登山宝训的最后提到了。
He said, "Everyone who hears these words and acts on them."
他说，凡听到这些就遵行的。
May compare to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
This is how we prepare for the apostles' teaching.
这就是我们如何来预备使徒的教训。
By act on them.
是要听了话就去行。
If we heard the word last Sunday,
若我们上周日听到了神的话，
we have a week to act on them.
我们有一周的时间能够来去照着执行。
If we act on the word we heard last Sunday,
若我们照着我们上主日所听到的去施行，
it is the best preparation for this week.
那就是对这一周最好的预备。
Then we are building the house on the rock.
那我们就是在这磐石上来盖房子。
If we have no preparation for apostles' teaching,
若我们对着使徒的教训没有任何的预备，
then we build a house on the sand.
我们就是在这沙石上来建造房子。
And sister, take a moment to reflect on this. Are we building the house on the sand or on the rock?
弟兄姐妹，愿我们一同来思想，我们是建造这房子在磐石上还是在沙石上？
Brother and sister, why do we so gather?
弟兄姐妹，为什么我们如此聚集？
Because the word of the Lord says so.
因为神的话如此说。
So what is our testimony?
所以我们的见证是什么呢？
Colossians 1:18.
哥罗西书一章十八节讲到，
He is also head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
This verse said about three things.
这一节讲到三件事。
Number one, he is head of the body.
第一，他是教会全体之首。
Number two, he is the beginning.
第二，他是原始。
Number three, he himself will come to have first place in everything.
第三，他要在凡事上居首位。
Brothers and sisters, this is our testimony.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们的见证。
This is the reason we gather together.
这是我们为何要一同聚集的原因。
To be the testimony.
是能够来成为这个见证。
So this testimony has three, parts.
所以这个见证有三个部分。
First part, he is the head of the body.
第一部分，他是教会全体之首。
Now we start, the west southwest side gathering in 1985.
在1985年的时候，我们开始了在西南区的聚会。
Then we met in a place called at Cook Road.
我们当时在 Cook Road 的一个地方来聚会。
Some of you remember that.
也许我们当中有一些人仍然记得。
But many of us have no memory of that.
但我们很多人都没有这样的经历。
It's on the second floor of a church.
是在一个教会的二层楼上。
And after a few years, and they decided to move further west.
那过了几年之后，他们就决定搬到更西边去。
Because their congregation, were moving farther west.
因为他们的整个聚会都往更西的方向在挪移。
But that meeting place is way too big for us.
但那个聚会的地方对我们来说太大了。
I think they could handle 1,000. That's a big meeting place.
我想那个地方大概可以容纳1,000人，那是一个非常大的聚会所。
So we have to find a new place.
所以我们就要来找一个新的地方。
So how do we make that decision?
那我们如何来做这个决定呢？
Now how do we make that decision?
我们应该如何来做这个决定呢？
Can we take a vote?
我们能不能够来投票呢？
Many places.Make decision by voting.
很多地方是靠投票来做决定的。
Why can't we vote?
为什么我们不能够投票？
Voting will give that power and authority to the congregations.
投票是把这个权力来给会众。
Voting is the mechanism for democracy.
投票是为着能够来施行民主。
But in the body of Christ, the authority belongs to the head.
但在神的身体当中，这权力是归乎那个头。
He is the head of the body.
他是教会的元首。
So decision in the body of Christ cannot be made by voting.
所以在神的身体当中，决定不能够靠着投票来产生。
If voting is the right method,
如果投票是这正确的方法的话，
Moses and Aaron were stoned to death twice.
摩西和亚伦至少要被石头打死两次。
We thank God that God from heaven intervened.
我们感谢神，因为神在这里插手。
If God left be the congregation of Israel, Moses was long dead.
因为神若不在这里干预以色列民的话，摩西早就死了。
Therefore, voting shall never be a mechanism in the body of Christ.
所以投票不应该是在神的教会当神的身体当中做决定的方法。
So how did we make that decision?
那我们要如何来做决定呢？
So we need to find a new place.
所以我们要找一个新的地方。
This brother gather together to pray.
弟兄姐妹就在一起聚集来祷告。
We don't know how to find another place.
我们不知道怎么样去找一个新的地方。
We absolutely have no clue.
我们完全不知道如何做。
But we know one thing, we can pray together.
但我们知道一件事，就是我们可以一同来祷告。
After our prayer, one sister mentioned to us, she found a place at West Office.
那在祷告之后，有一个姊妹她就提到，她找到一个地方就在 West Office.
We never heard this term, West Office.
我们当时从来没有听过这个词 West Office.
So then we came by and see this place.
然后我们就过来看了一看这个地方。
And we felt it was very appropriate place.
我们觉得这是一个非常合适的地方。
So we asked how much they asked for.
我们就问他们要卖多少钱呢？
The sister said this is a foreclosure.
这个姊妹
查封的，
是被查封的一个地方。
So they would put the property on an auction.
所以他们在那里拍卖。
And there was a day set for that auction. If you want to buy the property, you go to the place and you bid for the properties.
那这个拍卖已经定了一个日期，如果你想要买的话，你就去参加这个拍卖，然后你就为这个来竞拍。
Brother came together, prayed again.
弟兄姐妹就一同再来一起祷告。
There's no voting at all.
没有任何的投票。
We just pray how the Lord lead us.
我们就祷告神，求神如何要带领我们。
Nobody has any experience participating in auctions.For properties,
我们当中没有任何人有经历曾经在这个拍卖会当中去拍一个东西。
Should we even try or not?
我们是否应该尝试呢？
So brother, pray and pray.
所以弟兄姐妹们在一起祷告又祷告。
And brother felt that Lord gave us peace to go into auctions.
那弟兄姐妹就觉着神给我们平安，让我们去参加这个拍卖。
But how do we bid?
那我们如何竞拍呢？
How do we know how to bid?
我们怎么知道如何来竞拍呢？
Brother, pray again.
那弟兄姐妹就一同来再来祷告。
How do we bid on this thing?
我们如何为这个事情来竞拍？
Then God gave us a number.
神就给我们一个数字。
400,000.
40万。
We all have peace with it.
我们对这个数字都很平安。
And we pray, this is the number the Lord gave us. We're not going to go above 400,000. That's it.
那我们就一同祷告决定了说我们不会竞拍超过四十万。
So we went into the auction place.
所以我们就去参我们就到那个拍卖的地方。
There was a person to call out the price, and then if you want that price, you raise the flag on your hand, then he would jump the price to see anybody else raise their hands, and if there is, he would jump again until nobody want to go any higher.
那竞拍师他在那里就会先叫一个价格，如果你同意这个价格的话呢，你就把你手中的旗举起来，然后呢他就会再叫更高的一个价格，看其他还有没有人愿意来竞拍，那这个过程就要继续下去。
So we went there. We don't know what to expect. We sat there in a row waiting for auction.
所以我们就到那里，我们不知道要期待什么，我们就在那里等待这个竞拍开始。
Now the property came up.
然后我们所要买的这个地方就出来了。
They called the first price. Someone else raised their flag.
他们叫了第一个价格，有人举了下旗子。
Then they raised again. Someone else raised the flag.
他们提升了一下价格，另外又有人举了旗子。
And the third price above 400,000.
那第三个价格就大概是400,000了。
Then keep going up.
他就继续下去。
I don't remember the final price, but it's close to 500,000 than 400,000.
我不记得具体的价格是多少，但是比较接近500,000，而不是400,000。
So we came back with complete peace in our heart.
但我们回来时，心中却一非常的平安。
Because we felt 400,000 was the number God gave us.
因为我们觉得400,000是神所给我们的价格。
Therefore, this property went way above 400,000. That is God's way of saying that it's not for us.
所以当这个地方拍卖的价格远超过400,000的时候，我们觉得这神在告诉我们这个地方不是为我们预备的。
So we came away with total peace.
所以我们回来是完全非常有平安。
A couple weeks later,
几周过后,
I received a phone call.
我就收到一个电话。
They said, are you still interested in the properties?
你是否还想要来买这个地方呢?
Because the person that bid the property could not close the properties.
因为一开始竞拍成功的那一个人，他没有办法来完成这个购买的手续。
Why don't we negotiate with you?
为什么我们不跟你来交涉一下呢？
So we negotiated a price below 400,000.
所以最后经过协商，我们所决定的价格比400,000还要低一点。
Therefore, brother and sister had complete peace for this decision.
因此弟兄姐妹为着这个决定有完全的平安。
There's no voting around here.
没有任何的投票。
But we all agree the Lord had led us to West Office.
但我们都同意神把我们带到 West Office 这里。
I think up to this day, those brothers that with us would testify to you, we have a complete confidence it was the Lord who was leading us to West Office.
我想直到今日，当初与我们一同在的弟兄姐妹仍然能够向你见证，是神把我们带到 West Office 这里。
Because he is the head of the bodies.
因为他是教会的元首。
This is our testimony.
这是我们的见证。
So we do not make decision by voting.
所以我们完全不是靠着投票来做决定。
Second testimony.
第二个见证。
He is the beginning.
他是原始。
What does this phrase mean?
这句话是什么意思呢？
We start this gathering in 1982.
我们开始这样的聚会是在1982年。
Anybody here is 26 years old?
有在座有没有超过26岁的?
No, at 26.
26岁。
Nobody?
没有吗?
Nobody here 26?
有没有是26岁的?
All right. I was 26 at the time.
那时我是26岁。
At the time, we understood who we are.
在那时，我们明白了我们是谁。
We would like to gather in a way according to the word of the Lord.
我们愿意开始是照着神的话语来聚集。
We're very satisfied with our Bible study on Friday.
我们为着周五晚上的读经聚会是非常的满足。
We went to a local church on Sunday.
我们在周日的时候去到一个地方。
We didn't feel at home.
在那里我们并没有感觉是在家中。
Because we were not members.
因为我们不是那里的会员。
Because we cannot register ourselves as members.
因为我们不能够把自己注册为那里的会员。
But therefore we never felt at home.
因此我们在那里从来没有感觉到好像是在家中一样。
So we began to seek the Lord on what to do.
所以我们就开始寻求主，我们该如何做。
We know who we are.
我们知道我们是谁。
And we want to gather in a way based on our understanding.
我们想要开始一个聚会是基于我们从神那里所领受的。
But we did not see that there was a gathering at the time.
但当时我们没有看到一个这样的聚会。
Therefore we seek the Lord on what to do.
所以我们就寻求神，我们该如何做。
At the same time,
同时,
Brother Wei was seeking the Lord. What should he be going in his next step?
魏弟兄也在那里寻求神，他下面一步该如何做？
He was in Los Angeles.
当时他在洛杉矶。
We are in Houston.
我们在休斯顿。
We didn't know Brother Wei.
我们不知道魏弟兄。
Brother Wei didn't know us.
魏弟兄当时也不认识我们。
But there was a sister introduced Brother Wei to us.
但有一位姐妹就把魏弟兄介绍给我们。
Therefore, Brother Wei visited us during those times.
所以在那时魏弟兄就拜访了我们。
After much seeking before the Lord, Brother Wei decided to move his family to Houston.
那在主面前更多寻求之后，魏弟兄就决定把他整全家都带到休斯顿来。
As young as I was, I could never imagine at the time how difficult that decision was.
照着我的年纪来说，我当时完全没有办法想象这个决定对魏弟兄来说有多么大的挑战。
I did not realize that until like 15 years later.
我直到15年之后我才慢慢明白。
That's how difficult that decision was.
就是那个决定有多么的困难。
But we believe the Lord is the beginning.
但我们相信神是原始。
So we started that first meeting in 1982 in an apartment.
所以在1982年的一天，我们就在一个这个 apartment 当中开始了这个聚会。
No bigger than 10 by 10.
不会超过10乘10。
That's the beginning of HCA.
那就是 HCA 这个聚会的开始。
I remember the first meeting we started with breaking of bread.
我记得那时我们第一次开始是由饼杯拨饼开始。
Then we have a message time.
然后我们有信息的时间。
Followed by love feast.
然后我们有爱宴。
In the same way, we're meeting today.
跟我们今天聚集的方法一模一样。
I still remember the first meeting Brother Wei shared with us on Psalm chapter 65.
我仍然记得魏弟兄第一次所跟我们分享的是诗篇65篇。
So the memory of that first meeting is ever fresh in my mind.
所以那一个信息的所讲的仍然非常新鲜的能够长在我的脑海当中。
When we start in 1982, there were four brothers who are responsible for.
当我们开始聚会的时候，有四位弟兄是主要负责的。
I was not one of them.
我不是其中之一。
Within a very short period of time, three out of four left Houston.
在很短的一段时间之中，这四位当中的三位就离开了休斯顿。
For job reasons，
是为着工作的原因。
Imagine a newly formed group just started in a meeting。
想象一下，有这么一群人，他们刚刚开始一同来聚会。
It is such a small gathering， small
是非常小的这样一个小组。
Then, within a very short period of time, three out of four responsible brothers left the gathering.
在很短的时间之内，有四位当中的三位的负责的弟兄就离开了这个聚会。
Two went to East Coast, one went to Austin.
有两个是跑到了东岸，有一个去了 Austin.
There's only one out of four left remain.
只有一位仍然留在这里。
So I learned.A very precious lesson from that early days.
所以因着早期这些事情，我就学了一个非常宝贵的功课。
If Lord is the beginning, the Lord will sustain.
若神是原始的话，他会供应的。
So over the years,
所以这些年过来
，HCA does not depend on any brothers or sisters.
HCA 不是依靠任何一位弟兄或者是姐妹。
He is the beginning.
他是开始。
If HCA was originated by the Lord, then HCA will stay.
若是神开始了 HCA 的话，那 HCA 会持续下去。
It does not depend on any single person.
他不依赖于任何一个人。
This is important.
这是非常重要的。
This is our testimony.
这也是我们的见证。
He is the beginning.
他是原始。
Over the years, God proved to us again and again this is true.
一年又一年过去，神向我们一次又一次的来证实这是真实的。
The third part of our testimony is He Himself will come to have first place in everything.
第三个我们的见证的部分就是他要在凡事上居首位。
Jesus should have that first place in our life.
耶稣要在我们的生活当中来居首位。
Jesus should have the first place in HCA.
耶稣基督也应该在 HCA 当中来居首位。
This preeminence of Christ is our testimony.
他所居的首位就是我们的见证。
So, brothers and sisters, do we place Jesus Christ in the first place in our life?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们是不是把耶稣基督放在我们生命当中的首位上呢？
This is another area we have a long way to go.
这也是另外一个方面，我们有很长的一条道路要走。
So, when young people ask me, "Are we perfect?" I said, "No, we are not perfect."
所以年轻人问我们是不是就很完全了？我说 "No," 我说不是，我们完全不是完全的。
Have we placed Jesus Christ in first place in everything?
我们是否在凡事上都要耶稣基督来居首位呢
？Do we have this testimony?
我们是否有这样的见证呢？
We still have ways to go.
我们实在是有很长的道路要走。
Brother, sister, may we take this to heart.
弟兄姐妹，愿我们把这个存在心里。
We have a testimony.
我们有这样的见证。
The testimony is Jesus Christ should have the first place in my life.
这个见证就是耶稣基督要在我的生命当中来居首位。
If I ask your kids,
如果我问你的孩子
，What is the first place in your dad's heart?
你爸爸他的心中什么是来居首位的
呢 ？What is the first place in your mother's heart？
或者在你妈妈的心中什么是来居首位的
？Will they tell us the Jesus Christ？
他们会说耶稣基督吗
？I really want you to think about this seriously.
我希望你能够来认真的思想这一件事。
This because this is our testimony.
因为这是我们的见证。
Young people ask me another question.
年轻人也问了我另外一个问题。
In private, this one, offline.
这是在后面，这私下里问我的。
So、this is more serious. They ask, "Do we consider ourselves better than other churches?"
他就问我们是不是觉得自己比其他的教会更好。
Oh, this is a very good question.
这是一个非常好的问题。
Now, it's a very challenging question to answer.
这也是一个非常难以回答、具有挑战的问题。
But it is an important question to answer.
但这是一个非常重要的问题要来回答。
But I want to change the question to another one.
但我想把这个问题换成另外一个。
With same meanings.
是同样的意思的。
How will the Lord Jesus judge us before the judgment seat of Christ?
在基督的审判台前，神要如何的来审判我们？
Because that is all. That is important.
因为这是非常重要的。
Because it doesn't really matter what you think, what I think.
因为你和我如何来判断这件事情不是这么的重要。
The ultimate importance is what the Lord judges before the judgment seat of Christ.
最重要的就是神在基督的审判台前要如何的来评判我们。
How will the Lord judge us?
神要如何来评判我们
？Do you think the Lord Jesus will judge us by asking us, "Do you have the vision?"
你觉着神会这样来审判我们，问你是不是有这个意向呢
？Or do you think the Lord Jesus will judge us whether we have the reality of the vision?
或者是神要这样来审判我们，你们有没有这意向的实际呢
？I believe the Lord Jesus will judge us based on the reality being practiced.
我相信神要这样来审判我们，就是我们有否操练出这意象的实际。
If we have the vision of a royal priesthood,
若我们有这样的意象，我们是这君尊的祭司。
But we do not have a reality of a priest.
但我们却没有这祭司的实际。
Are we better than other Christians?
我们是否比其他的基督徒好呢
？Pharisee knew everything about the law.
法利赛人知道一切关乎主的。
Does that make Pharisee better than other Jews?
这让法利赛人比其他犹太人更好吗
？If we know Jesus should have the first place in everything, and yet we are not faithful to our testimony, are we better than other Christians?
若我们知道耶稣基督要在凡事上居首位，但我们却没有向着这件事情来忠心的话，我们是否比其他人更好呢？
I hope you can understand the thought process in answering these questions.
我希望你能够来好好的思想如何来回答这个问题。
Are we better than other Christians?
我们是否比别人更好？
It's not based on my opinion or your opinion or anybody else's opinions.
这不是基于你的想法、我的想法或其他任何人的想法。
It's based on the opinion of our Lord Jesus Christ.
而是基于耶稣基督的想法。
Before the judgment seat of Christ.
是在基督的审判台前。
It's based on the reality of the visions.
是基于这意象的实际。
Seeing the vision is just the beginning.
看到这个意象不过只是开始。
We still have a good fight to fight.
我们仍然要打那美好的仗。
No, it's a good fight to recognize that it's neither Jew nor Greek.
是那美好的仗能够来见证出不分犹太人和希腊人。
We have a course to finish.
我们仍有那当跑的路。
We have a faith to keep.
我们仍有那所信的道要守住。
We know in the fight, the course, the faith does not make us better than anybody else.
我们知道所要打的仗、所要跑的路、所要守的道，并不让我们比其他人更好。
We thank the Lord for giving us the vision of who we are.
我们感谢神给我们这样的意象，让我们知道我们是谁。
We thank the Lord, for showing us His words. How shall we gather?
我们感谢神让在他话语当中启示我们，我们当如何来聚集。
But the Lord is looking for those who can be faithful to the testimony.
但神所要寻找的是向着他的见证有忠心的。
He is the righteous judge.
他是那公义的审判主。
He will reward those who are faithful with the crown of righteousness.
他要把那公义的冠冕赐给那些向着他来忠心的人。
And this judgment will occur before the judgment seat of Christ.
这个评判要在基督的审判台前来进行。
Therefore, today we focus on running the course.
因此今天我们要定睛在跑这个当跑的路上
and not prove disobedient to the heavenly visions
而不愿违背那从天来的意象
Brother and sister, we're not better than anybody else
弟兄姐妹我们不比其他任何人好一点点
We focus on running the course
我们是要注意在跑着当跑的路上
We focus on not prove disobedience to the heavenly visions
我们是愿意能够来注意在不违背那从天来的意象上
We do not judge others
我们不去评判别人
We're not saying we're better than anybody else
我们不是要说我们比其他人好一点
We do not consider ourselves better than anybody else
我们不觉得自己比其他人有任何一点点的好
The only important judgment is the judgment beforethe judgment seat of Christ
唯一一个重要的审判就是在基督台前的审判
We do not want to judge ourselves
我们甚至连自己都不愿评论
We dare not to be defeated
我们不愿稍微被击败
We learn the vision
我们知道了这意象
We know the course
我们也知道这当跑的路
We dare not to be defeated
我们不敢稍微退后
That's who we are That's why we so gather.
这是为什么我们今天如此聚集。
That is our testimony.
这就是我们的见证。
Brother, sister, now we understand this.
弟兄姐妹，现在我们都明白了。
We need to put this into practice.
我们要把这个放入到实际的操练当中。
It's not okay if we continue to do things the way we usually do.
若我们仍然像我们平时所做的那样去行的话，这是不被神所喜悦的。
It is not okay to come to the meeting without any preparations.
我们也不能够来到聚会却没有任何的预备。
It's not okay that we do not have the reality that Jesus Christ come to be in the first place of everything.
我们也不能够让耶稣基督居首在凡事上居首位这件事情在我们的生活当中没有任何的见证。
If we come to the meeting without preparation go against of who we are.
因为如果我们来到聚会却没有任何预备的话这与我们所示之是相违的。
If we do not give the Jesus Christ the first place in our life, it's go against our testimony.
若我们不让耶稣基督在我们的生活当中来居首位的话这与我们的见证是相违的。
May the Lord bless his children.
愿神来祝福他的儿女。
Not only we know the visions,
不仅我们知道这意象，
we put that vision into practice,
我们也把这意象放在操练当中。
Not only we know who we are,
现在我们知道我们所是的是谁。
we come prepare for every meeting,
我们每一个聚会来到这里都事先有预备。
Not only we know our testimony,
不仅我们知道我们的见证是什么。
We want everybody around us to know that Jesus Christ has the first place in our life.
我们也愿我们周围的所有人都知道耶稣基督是在我们生活当中来居首位的那一位。
Then we will have that confidence that he is the beginning and he will be the end.
那我们就能够来说他是开始，他也是终结。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We can again come before your words.
父，我们感谢你早上我们能够再来到您的话语的面前。
May you use this word to open our inner eye.
愿您使用这些话语能够打开我们里面的耳朵。
Allow us to see this vision of who we are.
也让我们看到这个意象，我们所是的是谁。
Give us the vision of our testimony.
也给我们这样的意象，让我们关乎我们的见证。
So on this earth that we you entrust this to us.
当我们还在地上的时候，你把这些托付给我们。
We pray this morning that each one of us will be able to enter into this vision.
我们祷告的就是早上我们每一个人都能够进入到这个意象。
And you become you come into that first place in everything in our life.
也愿你在我们生活当中的凡事上都能够来居首位。
We also recognize our own weakness.
承认我们的软弱。
Therefore, we want to use this time to commit ourselves again into your hands.
因此我们愿意用这样的时间把我们自己再 交托在您的手中。
You bear us, you carry us from the very beginning.
您从开始就宝宝怀揣我们。
We pray that this morning you lift us up.
我们祷告早上你再一次能够抬举我们。
You raise us up.
你能够让我们起来。
Raise us up so we canenter into this vision.
你能够让我们起来，好叫我们进入到这样的意象当中。
We can have this testimony.
好叫我们能够有这样的见证。
We thank you so much for giving us this time.
我们何等感谢你把这样的时间赐给我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。